What's up, guys? Welcome to In the Grip Podcast. I'm Josh Berry. AJ, it's been a while, buddy.
It's been a long time, but we're back on the pod, and it's been so long, we have a ton to talk about.
New year, new pod.
That's right. It is the new year, and that means new good things, right?
Yep.
All kinds of new stuff.
Yep. New golf game for me, I'm hoping.
I'll take a little new golf game, too.
Hell yeah, trade you. How about that? You get a new game and nope. I get a new game. You wouldn't know about B-Flight, would you?
Nope. Although, you know, maybe playing in B-Flight might be fun for one tournament. But did you have a good Christmas?
Good Christmas, good New Year's. Yep, turned a big 3-0 this year. Everybody asked me if the 30 number hurt. It's didn't hurt me one bit. I care less.
It's a milestone, but it really doesn't mean much.
29 yesterday, I'm 30 today, and I feel the same.
So. Yeah.
Didn't bother me at all.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to be back on here with you.
Yep.
And what do you think? We got a couple guests here.
We got two good guests.
We should probably introduce them.
Yep. So we got Josh Potterfield. JP, what's up, dude?
What's up, guys?
And we got the Paw, Shane Spaulding.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, glad you guys are here.
Hell yeah.
All right. How was your else Christmas?
Awesome.
It was great.
Good New Year. Fine.
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
Got a putter cover.
Putter cover.
And that's podcast material.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, actually, in my little notes over here, I was going to talk about Christmas gifts. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. I haven't heard about this.
You have now. That was pretty much the deal.
Is it going to make you a better putter?
No.
No. But you'll look better doing it.
That's right.
Sorry, new putter cover. Anybody else getting good gifts?
Not really. I got some new golf apparel. Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I always love getting new golf.
Yeah, me too.
Apparel. Yeah.
You know, going
shit
back,
that I would not buy for myself. Yeah, I'd say like, yep. Here's a gift if you want to buy it.
Yep. You know. Going back several episodes ago, I don't know if I mentioned JP on this, but as far as best dressed at Mosswood, I think he's always in the mix.
Oh yeah, always looking good out there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Always in the mix.
So who was the guy?
Well, I just best listed dress. Some of the best dressed off.
Yeah, we never.
I think Trent Garner.
Trent,
on
we talked about
the brightest for
yeah,
sure.
We talked about
always see him where he's at.
I don't think we did throw out like a number one or anything like that. We just kind of said some of the guys that.
I always say, you know, if you want to play good, you got to look good.
You Keith always Paris wear a polo. You always look good.
Yeah.
Keith Paris with the shorts. Yeah.
Yep. If you look good, you feel good, you play good. Yeah,
exactly. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. I got 3 dozen golf balls. I'm pretty excited about that.
Titleist Pro V1.
Shit, I need
it. I need TaylorMade.
I'm switching balls this year. So what I did is I bought, my kids got me, a dozen Chrome Soft X's, a dozen Strixon's new ball. They got a new tour ball. And then a dozen Pro V1s if I don't like either of those. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to go on a golf trip about a month ago and couldn't find Pro V1s.
Yeah, it's
so
been
I
like
bought,
that.
So I bought some TP5s and...
It's a good ball. Really good ball.
I think I might just stay with it because I'm pissed that they didn't have them.
Well, it's kind of like...
Pro V1s, like, what the hell?
And the Pro V1s, man, you can play 18 holes with them. You said this, and you're right. You can play 18 holes with them, hit every fairway, every green, which I don't know anything about, but, and the ball's still beat up by the end of it.
Yeah, I think TaylorMade is a little bit more durable.
I mean, I don't know. It felt great.
I feel like Bridgestone, it lasts a lot longer, too. Yeah. I don't know. I'm hitting the ball everywhere here, boys. So.
A lot of golf balls. I was going on a desert trip, and I mean, it sometimes takes a dozen for me to get through 18 holes.
Yep.
So it's like I had no choice but to buy. I got to buy golf balls, yep. Right?
Yeah. All right. You mentioned the desert trip. I wanted to talk about that some. You went down there. Mm-hmm. What courses did you play?
We played. We played the TPC Stadium course, which was a first for me. That was cool. Everybody that I've always been there with says it's not worth the money, but it was cool to do one time. And they kind of had a lot of the stuff set up. They were setting up already. So that was fun.
I played that course, and for that reason, it's worth going to one time.
Right.
And it's fun to hit the stadium hole with the stadium built around.
Yeah, I'd love to play that course.
It was,
and it's overpriced, but it's just like you check it off. You don't do it every year, but you do it.
Yeah. Right. The other courses we played were probably nicer, but it was fun to play that one time, and it was a lot of fun. And then we played Wekopa, which is every year we go when we go there, we play that one no matter what. It's on an Indian reservation, and it's super nice all the time, no matter what. And I will go ahead and give Scraptown a shout out. He shot 73 at Weco Pie.
Mm. Good playing, Scrap. Kicked
all of our ass, yes. Yeah. I don't remember
how I shot. Do you want to go ahead and tell the audience?
No, but okay, so then we played Trim the next day, whatever, and then the last day we played Greyhawk, which is a personal favorite of mine. I always put that on the list too, and my boy Scrap had a little meltdown on Greyhawk.
It wasn't 73 again?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if I can just get like too down on him on the podcast, but it was
it wasn't his best stuff, huh?
Let's just say it was not fun riding in the golf cart with him.
Well, you got a front row seat to it though.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I will say this. Let me give a little context. He had his hands were bleeding through his golf glove.
Oh, that makes it tough to play golf.
He may or may not have had a little foot race with somebody the night before and had to dive across the finish line to win.
Well, he won the race.
He won, though, right?
He won the race. And all he kept telling me that day was, you know what? My hand hurts, but it doesn't hurt near as bad as if I would have lost that foot race.
Yep.
But it sure did not translate to his golf game. His golf game was not good, but, you know, whatever.
All right, it sounds like a fun trip.
It was a fun trip, yeah. For sure.
Anybody else played any golf recently?
I played Mosswood a little bit, but
yeah,
that's about it.
I haven't hit a ball in a long time.
I think there's a bunch of guys that played yesterday. Maybe I haven't heard any crazy stories about it. I didn't hear
any results or anything.
No, me neither.
Been some golf out there. There was a good group that went off this week when the weather got warm.
Yeah, everybody's itching. You get some nice days.
Yeah,
there's gonna be guys playing golf
when you get it and. January, February, you're stealing, probably.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Those bonus days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what segment should we get into first here?
You pick it.
We could recap last year.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we should. I mean, it's a brand new year. We should talk about some of the tournaments that happened. Anything special happened at Mosswood last year?
Our four-man team that was returning champions kind of imploded. If you'd like to talk about that, I think we're probably going to be splitting up for next year. I think that's what was like an imploding moment for us.
So are there two going one way?
I think so. I think that's...
So who's the two? Who you?
Well, actually, I'm not sure it's two. I think it might just be me getting kicked out, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
That may or may not have led to Scrap locking me out of my room in Arizona while we were talking about Arizona. We had a little... We had a little scuffle about that in Arizona on our first night, and
he locked you out of the hotel room.
He locked me out of our room.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I had a key, but you know how you can put the deal across there. So we were fighting about the first day I kicked his ass. So we're fighting about how evidently him and Trav elected to kick me off the team and keep Scrap, and I told him how I kicked his ass, and. Tried to go in my room and I couldn't get in.
That
kick you off team, thing? Kick you out of your room. Team.
Yeah, right.
That's dirty.
Yeah,
I know.
At least you had clothes.
I had to sleep on my brother's couch upstairs that first night.
Oh, he didn't let you in.
No, I never got in.
Oh man,
I'd say team, man. That's
I'd say your team.
Team.
I'd say.
I'd say I'm definitely off that team.
Yeah.
Well, they had Bronson. You.
Who would want to be on that team?
Bronson. It was me, Scrap.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying you took Bronson's spot.
Yeah, Bronson was.
I think they're trying to put together the dream team.
Okay, it's you, Scrap, Travis.
They're kicking me off to get the dream team.
And so they want to go to championship, or they want to drop down to A.
That's a good question. I don't know. They never really said that.
They've been in championship the last 2 years,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
They probably want to stay up in champ.
Yeah.
Well.
But Scrap did say this podcast made them go to champ because remember we were dogging them so hard on
the
other
day. Good. I'm proud of us for doing that.
Yeah, if we've accomplished one thing, that's
right,
it.
Right, right. There's a lot of days on the calendar between now and August and never say never.
That's right, yeah. A lot of things could change.
A lot of crazy politics happens when it comes to these four man teams.
Well, all right. So we know your all's team didn't win the four man. Who did win
so
the four?
So JP's a free agent, sounds like.
Yeah. Gosh, guys. Right. Guys listening to this podcast are probably going to be like, I'm going to pick up JP.
Yeah, I'm a free agent. You know, just pick a team. Let's go B or C.
Yeah. Ooh.
That'd be a change of pace for you.
It's been a minute since I played in the morning on Sunday. I don't know how I can handle it.
It's tough, man.
I don't know if I got that in me anymore.
Hey, I've showed up on the tee and had one person, me.
Yeah, that one.
And went back to the cart because I seen Bronson pull into the parking lot, picked him up. Wade showed up and didn't have his golf clubs. Yogi showed up on hole 10 brushing his teeth.
Did you guys win?
No.
Yeah.
What hole did he show up on?
10.
Yogi showed up on 10.
The back nine and brushing his
on number
teeth.
9.
He was brushing nine.
Still brushing his teeth. On 9. Two bots. That was my very first glimpse of the foreman. I mean,
your first year?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was just a little pup. I had no idea. I mean, I went out and got drunk, but I didn't, know. Yeah. We showed up, and Bronson came over and said, what are we going to do? He said, we're going to go par until everybody shows up.
That's tough.
That's all you got to do in that flight.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to make a – yeah.
Right.
You're right. So, anyway, that's a four-man for me.
So, wait a minute. On hole 10, you had four golfers. But you had three sets of clubs and one toothbrush.
No, so Wade showed up on 2, and the only thing that saved him was he showed up and he had a full bag of Hardee's, like 4 or 5 biscuits. Well, fuck, he had 2 too many because we only had 3, including him. So he said, boys, I got the biscuits, but I ain't got my clubs. I said, well, a lot of good you are. Give me the biscuit and go back and get your clubs.
Truth is, you probably needed a biscuit more than you needed him having his club.
And then he said he was driving down Oak Street, and he hit one of Kevin Holliday's chickens.
Oh, on man.
The road track. Swear to God, he said he was running like 65 miles an hour down there and hit Kevin Holliday's chicken, dude. So, yeah, that was breaking me in on the old four, man.
Oh, I'm looking here, looking at last year. You all did T2nd in Calcutta.
We did?
Yeah, the second best score of the day.
You never guess it. I had Travis, my partner, and he left like we just killed his dog. So I would never guess we did anything good at all.
Yeah, T2 in Calcutta. There was no money in Calcutta,
sure.
Unfortunately. Yeah, and you finished one stroke back of tying for third.
That doesn't really portray the animosity in our team on that last day. I'll just say that.
Well, it sounds like you're searching for something new.
I'll just, I promise you, can find the same thing every year in Safe Flight.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We've all been there. Yeah. You know, like on Sunday, and it's like, what? You know.
Oh, yeah. It's tough. Yeah. But
the thing is, when Yogi showed up, I got to give Yogi a shout out because we had a bunch of bets with 3 or 4 different teams in Safe Flight, and he paid most of our bets.
Yeah.
Off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's solid.
Yeah. No, I'm absolutely not mad at Yogi. I mean, that's a Hall of Fame foreman.
And he had great fresh, for clean, me, smelling sure. breath at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty funny, man.
I'm pretty sure he's not the only man to show up late.
Hell
in the
no.
Man
nope,
morning.
He is not. He's one of many.
No. Yeah.
Right.
I think I was late for the Holy Rosary deal 1 year.
I was at a three-man once. At
yeah, I was. I went to Columbia. And the plan was to make it back home that night, and we did not make it back home. And so we drove back that morning, and at least two holes late.
Like us being late and you being late is a different kind of thing, AJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, one day, 3-man golf tournament, Mosswood Meadows, Terry Kendrick's running it. And I roll in really fast and really late, and there's nobody there. And Terry says, here, you're on 9, you're the B group going off, so that's the only thing that might save you. And he goes, and you're the only one here on your team. And so I got on a golf cart, and I drove to 9, and I got there in time to tee off because we were the second group off.
Right.
But I was hitting, and I hit, and I'm like, where are these other two guys? And here they come, and they look like two dead men on a golf cart, and they had these great smiles on their faces, and it was not a very lucrative day at Mosswood for us.
Were you all at least together the night before?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to that story that we'll leave off the podcast.
That's good. Yeah. So, yeah, it happens often. Apparently. Yeah, everybody has a story. But yeah.
That's the great thing about the four-man, right?
Yeah. Right. Those kind of stories are fun. Well, we had our first golf tournament in 2022.
Yeah. And actually, one of the guys right here won me a couple $100.
Yeah?
Yeah, I bought Josh for like, I don't remember what it was, $150 or something. And he was mad at me for it.
Let's see.
Yeah, now he's cussing me.
I'm trying to look up the scores.
Jogging my memory, I have zero recollection of all that, actually.
You took Jerry to a playoff and you.
Yes, I do remember that now. Yes, both of you only because of the Jerry playoff.
Oh yeah, we had playoff. I think the playoffs
that was the best thing ever.
Everybody loves the playoffs.
Right. It was great. Yeah, that was the best playoff I've ever been in. Probably. It was so much fun.
Didn't both of y'all chip in or something on two?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think so. I think I chipped in, and then
maybe he made a long putt or something.
So he had like an 8-yard. I think the other guy chipped in.
Yeah. And Jerry chipped in and like walked it in and was like MFing me like the whole way. Like when the ball was halfway there, like it was great. It was classic.
Man,
couldn't get any better than that.
Yeah, which we somehow
could have. Feeling pretty confident, right?
Filmed that. Recorded it somehow.
It's one of those weird deals. It was fun.
Yeah, that's good.
We were kind of worried about going back to that with the playoffs. We were kind of worried about it getting dark and shit.
Right.
Yeah. But actually, we had a lot of time.
Yeah, we had plenty of time. Yeah.
And there's nothing better than playoffs, especially on a deal like that. And then the guys that don't do any good and come out and watch, and you get everybody rallied around you. It's a different kind of golf when you're out there and you got a bunch of guys.
So good at Marlins.
Yeah,
never happens. And
it's so much fun.
It ought to be kind of encouraged or something, you know, maybe.
That's why go do a playoff and you're going to have 30 carts go follow you and watch the playoff.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great.
Yeah, if I remember right, we had 5 flights, and I think all five flights had a playoff.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
The goal is to have that tournament again. And
yeah, same time, everything. Yeah, it was a
great
good. Deal.
It's a great tournament. It's a lot of fun. Is even better than I kick Jerry's ass.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get your dig on that GQ.
I know I did no good in it. And
I didn't either.
Yeah, hopefully that will change next year. But Shane, did you do any good in it?
I don't think he played. Your boy might have had golf or something that weekend.
Out of town. I heard all about it, but yeah. No, I didn't do any good in it.
Save money, though. I mean, if you're like me, that's the way I look at it. I'm assuming I'm donating anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
You never know. It's great about those kind of format. You never know.
Well, let's move on. 2022 was a good year. Probably the Spirit Trip was probably the highlight of my year.
For me, the highlight of 2022 golf season has nothing to do with my shanking pitching wedge and everything to do with youth golf because my boy got to go play on this team with some very outstanding golfers. And they went through sectional qualifying, and they went to regionals. And if they had won that regional, they would have gone to Greyhawk Golf Course, where Josh was talking about earlier, in Arizona. But they went to Oklahoma and played for 2 days. And they qualified for it went to a four-team match play, basically a takeout bracket. And I'm telling you right now, there are some really, really good 13-year-old golfers in this, in the Midwest, and there are a couple of them that live really close to here.
Yeah.
And it was a real thrill to go down there because we saw some things that I had no idea we were going to see when we signed up to play in this deal. So it was really fun. But Quincy's got an outstanding young golfer, and Carthage has an outstanding young ball striker, and these kids can play golf. And we ran into some kids that were a well-coached golf machine, but it was really fun.
That's awesome.
Like, really, really fun. And then we were able to watch those other guys play, like, on ESPN, you know.
Right.
If they had been able to beat them, which we couldn't, but we would have.
Yeah, it was the next step.
Yeah, that was the next step. Yeah. And we saw them on SportsCenter in the top 10 because, you know, we watched a kid we played against chip in, and it was kind of fun.
That's
cool. So he on a team out of?
Yeah, Mark Christensen had a team, and he's got some good ones in
that
stable. So
it's a Quincy team, I guess. I mean,
he was the only one on this side of the river, but most of them were from Quincy or thereabouts. As I said, one of those kids was from Carthage, and he's really good. That boy, if you want to go look at the drive, chip, and putt, I think he finished very low on putting, and he was still missed by this much. Like, he outdrove and outchipped everybody, but you know, he should have been there too at Augusta this year. He was that close to it, and that was that's a boy from Carthage. He's really good.
Well, it's cool they got they got this, and you know they make it to the national championship. They're on ESPN, drive, chip, and putts on, you know, on TV, and they got all these stuff for youth golfers. It's pretty damn cool.
It was a great experience. Super fun.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome.
That's cool. I'm guessing Michael's ready to go for next year for golf.
That's right. He just went to Golf Galaxy last week and bought a new putter.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Took his Christmas gift cards and bought a new putter. Uh-huh.
Also, they have played 3 out of the last 4 days. They have played golf, so tells you anything.
Yeah, Kyle and Mike.
Yeah, pretty cool for you guys. Y'all.
3 out of the last 4 days they played golf, so.
Yeah, well, that's so just refreshing to hear that kids that age are getting into golf, especially out here at Mosswood. Yeah. And that's awesome.
I was telling them earlier, AJ, that there was a guy that called the clubhouse the other day, and I had to check the messages before Christmas. And he called, and he's from Tolona, and he's wanting to get 4 or 5 golf courses involved in doing a little junior league.
Yeah.
And I was telling them, I'm like, hey, you all got young ones doing this. Y'all need to get with this guy and run with it. But, yeah, it's like you said, just going back to the young guys doing it, it's cool to see.
Yeah, that's awesome.
While we're talking about that, you want to talk about Shane? A little plug for a new place in Columbia called Caddy's Golf.
Yeah.
Have you boys heard of that?
Just from you guys, I know you guys went down and experienced it or whatever, mm-hmm. so I've looked it up online. I haven't been there.
If you want to go and play, they got 3 bays that are indoor track main simulators. I feel like pretty reasonable. You pay for your time. It's pretty fun.
Did you have to call and get a tee time?
You actually can do it online, which is super easy.
Book a tee time.
You just get online and you pick how long you want. We took 4 hours, which was gobs of time. I don't think you really need that much time. But there were 6 of us. We played alternating shot, and then we had lots of time afterwards for
So 3 of us.
Target golf.
3 of us guys and our boys.
How'd target golf go?
We played alternate shot format at 18 holes and had plenty of time to play the target game after.
Yeah.
And so everybody played their own ball then. It was every man for himself. Boys loved it. Fun time.
How'd the putting work on there? Put everything?
No putting. No putting.
Okay. You get on there. It gave you a score for however close you were?
Where was it?
Yeah, we had gimmies into a certain... I think you picked that. But we had...
So there was a... There was an 8-foot circle.
8-foot.
That's a gimme. That's a 1-putt. And then goes out to a 20-foot circle that's a 2... Oh, no.
No, the green was a 2-putt.
The green was a 2-putt. Inside 8-foot was a 1-putt.
Oh, okay. If you rolled off the fringe, you had to chip it to 8 feet or else you were going to...
Yeah. But if you hit it 3. If you hit it 25-foot, it's 2-putt.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So it made it super fast, fun, easy.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. It sounds like get a group of guys or, you know, just go down there and just enjoy it.
You might not want to bet on the target game.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was smart enough not to bet on the target game. May have rubbed the third member of our adult trip a little bit raw, but
the flu dog was
he's a podcast veteran.
The flu dog was trying real hard to get bats. Yeah. And
next time we have Ryan on the podcast, just ask him if he was a little red about me not betting him on the target.
Sounds like he needs to take me next time. I have no problem betting him.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's cool.
It was really fun, though. I recommend it for anyone. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'd say people hear that. People go check it out.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It's great that there's a place like that around here we can go to. The more places like that, the better for golf.
I mean, it's essentially like a bowling alley. Like, they have a bar you can order food in. It was great.
Yeah, great for the winter.
Yeah. Just DoorDash. They don't have food, but we had Pizza Hut pizza delivered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
It worked out great.
It was perfect.
All right. 2022. Anything else? Anything in 2023 you're looking forward to?
Playing a lot.
I want to play so much more than I played last year.
We got a golf trip coming up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We got a golf trip coming up, and we got teams picked.
What's the teams here?
Well, Shane is the captain.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the
Who's
captains.
The other captain?
The 2 18 handicappers at Abacoa are the captains.
Oh, so
one of them is you guys truly the Shane train. And the other is Troy Schnelton.
Sounds like you're heading to the West Palm Beach area.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we plan on destroying Troy Schnelton's team.
When is this?
This is in February.
February? Okay.
Yeah.
But I think this team, I'm not going to get into the details of the metrics that went into this draft, but it was designed, I'll just fast forward and say, it was designed to beat the hell out of Troy Schnone's golf team. And that's exactly what we're going to do when we get to Florida.
Gosh, sounds like you're ready. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Some intensity of it.
That's right.
All right, let's hear it. What are these teams?
Team. Go ahead and give us
a, all right, our team is Shane.
No, you got to give them the title of our team first.
Well, the Snake Killers.
That's right. The Snake Killers, boys.
And we're going to take Snake down. But it's me, Ed Thomas, Josh Potterfield, Matt Paris, Jerry Quinn, Thule Elliott, Jake Stahl, who's not from around here, and podcast veteran Terry Kendrick.
Okay.
Ooh.
TK on
good
the trip.
Good pickup on TK.
One thing about it's a handicap deal. Ryder Cup, you know, blah, blah. And they've got Troy, Buford, Donnie Schnelton, Keith Paris, Aaron Benson, Kyle Egan, Matt Seward, and Alphonse Dames.
That's a good group. One thing about it is you got a fast playing golf team with JP and TK.
JP and TK and Ed, they do not mess around.
No, and Ed. Oh, God.
Yeah, Ed, too.
And, you know, Jerry Quinn is, you know, same. Yeah, I think we're going to be good there. But, yeah, you're right. We're not going to waste any time.
No. You all better go off the tee before them because you all, if you all do that, shit, you can probably drink two or three beers waiting on them to get in because you all are so fast.
That's true. You gotta
they're going to win money from them.
You got to think about that as your pairings because they'll try to.
Captain, that's.
Yeah, they'll try to slow play me.
Okay, I feel like you do have it.
I have captained one team, and I have annihilated the other team.
Are you on?
Yep.
2020.
That's right.
Take a drink out of the trophy, Paul.
I should
clean the dust out of that thing.
It's a little dusty. Look at the cobwebs in that. I'm not drinking out of that.
Yeah.
I won't kill you. You've drank worse.
Well, cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. Can they go to Florida, play golf? What about, like, prepping up to go? Are you guys going to try to hit some balls before you go? Or are you just going down? The game you got's the game you got. Captain, you going to make them?
Here we go.
You going to make them practice?
I know. Those guys, you heard the teams. They're going to be at the simulator. They're going to be wasting their time. We're going to kill them.
Yeah.
You know,
probably.
We're going to kill them.
Can I get a bet on this? Figured out.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I've already got a bet on.
You know, you heard Ed Thomas is going, right? So, like, Ed Thomas will take any bet you would have.
No, I want to bet with him.
I'm sure there's someone on the other side that will take it.
JB took a look at the handicaps and the teams, and he's like, yeah, I'll take Schnelton's team. So, I've already got a bet with JB.
There you go.
JB.
So, JB may be looking for bets with the Snake.
Who you like?
I like you guys.
Do you guys?
I mean, there's no way I'm going to bet opposite of you all sitting right here in my garage right now on our pod.
Here's a thing that's got the handicaps, which is kind of important. You can look at that.
It is very important.
Are you guys playing your own ball down there? Best ball?
No,
own
ball.
Yeah. So a lot of like one-on-one matches.
It'll be similar to Spirit.
Yeah.
Similar to Spirit. Okay.
Circles, you'll have better ball.
Okay.
And there'll be an individual tournament too. And the bad guys will get out of that, and they can just scramble at the end. But we're going to be down there for, like, 4 days of golf. So.
Y'all going to drink any beer while you're down there or not?
Strictly no beer drinking trip.
Yeah, no beer. Okay. Sober trip.
Just four to have beer down there.
I mean, sounds serious.
I think Abacoa is like Native American for no beer.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, last year when we were down there, I had a first for me ever. Might be a first for anybody ever in their life. John Browning had to walk me to my hotel room. That's definitely not something I say with pride.
Did you all make it?
Yes.
You did.
John Browning, Peter Griffin, walked me to my hotel room.
Peter Griffin.
Wow.
Martini's got the best of me. John Browning, of all people, John Browning walked me to my hotel room. Like,
yeah, you're not proud of that one, are you?
No, I mean, if you told me that, I would tell you I would never be able to even dream that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But that just shows you how much we do drink there,
right? Yeah. So thanks,
Apple. I mean,
hey. What happens after the game, you know, doesn't matter. I'm the coach. We're going to win on the course. And then, you know, I let a player play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abaco is different. You get a little wind at Abaco, which is totally different for a lot of people.
Right.
Especially in the off season when you're not maybe hitting it as pure as you normally are.
What about for you that hits the ball high?
Yeah, it's a struggle for me. You hit high off-center shots that go like you hit eight irons that go 100 yards. I mean, I do that a lot there.
But that's, you know what?
It's tough.
It happened the time.
You know what I always say about you is you're a featured group because your driver, man, you get in some spots that the crowd has never seen before.
Yeah, well, that's part of it.
That's the game.
Josh
and Abacoa actually has some adjacent holes, which helps me.
I can
play in from two holes over.
Yeah,
and like
there's
no problem.
There's JP, fairway over
there. Yeah, because I can hit it high.
If we're going to talk about this, I'll give you a chance. You want to call your guy out? Who you want to play?
Who
you want to play? You don't have to say it.
He's got
to
call the guy that locked him out of his damn hotel room, don't he?
Who you want? I'll let you have him day one.
First day?
Doesn't he got to... Gotta take scrap.
Give me scrap for sure. I'm killing him.
It's done.
I think I just said that
one. He said done.
Yep.
Yeah. Killing him.
All right. Yeah. I can't wait to hear back on
this. I beat him by 10 straight up.
Make sure we're involved in this group text right when you boys go.
Yeah. We might need a phone call like after every night of golf. A little update. Let us know what's going on. That sounds like a ton of fun.
Unless he plays like Weeko Pa, then I'm fucked.
Yeah, day one. Remember, day one's when he shot 73.
No, that was day two.
Day two.
So, speaking of getting squirrely, we were over at Justin's earlier, and he's got this map laid out of before they built the golf course, of when they had, like, the 18 holes in.
Yeah.
So, the layout's completely different of what it is now. Okay, so one's still the same, but you went from one, and two was seven.
Yeah, basically.
Basically, yes.
And then... three was basically left of seven's green, basically kind of where the blues are for six. That was three, and then they went back to like four.
Disclaimer:
green.
This is from 1979, where they and it was an 18 hole plan. So
there was condos all over the place.
Right. Condos all over the place. There was holes like below the dam.
So they had
holes everywhere.
But going back to just getting squirrely is the reason I even brought this up.
House, where there's houses, there weren't. Like the right side of number one was all houses.
There, to nine is not
nine,
there.
There was two
Colt sites.
That's true. You're right. Yep.
So that's. I was just talking about getting squirrely. I mean, I'm for sure every Wednesday I'm hitting a house on one tee, which is actually would be
for
nine
sure.
fairway. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
you're right.
So anyway, Shane and I were talking about that, and I'm like, yeah, I would be totally screwed on
heard,
that.
And it did not agree with that picture, but I had heard. Well, I'll tell you who told me was Wink. He said that number five originally, or in one of the designs, number five, the right side of it, where the swamp is, was they were going to dig all that out. And basically where your red stakes are, where there's a swamp, was going to be a shoreline. And they were going to throw that dirt up there and say Scotty Williams and Aaron Benson's houses would be walkout basement lots.
Well, I'm not sure that doesn't correlate with that deal. It had a very long finger that went up.
And wouldn't that be some kind of signature hole?
Right.
I mean,
instead of a swamp,
I mean,
just
it's the same. It would
water,
play
that'd
the
be
same.
Really
but
cool.
along the right of five,
it's
that'd
such
be awesome.
A tight little, and it's kind of designed that way with that little green. And it's just such a hard. You got to hit the fairway and hit the green.
But those houses would look out to an actual hole right there,
right,
too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because
awesome place to have a
behind
house.
Your house, JP. The water would. Neck all the way back to
well,
the
you
bottom.
Basically take out that bridge and that water goes all the way up. You clean out that draw and it's that makes sense actually.
It really does. But actually, after, but then they things happened and they sold those lots before it happened.
Yeah.
So, but they could still clean that out at an enormous expense. And wouldn't that be beautiful?
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I owned a house right there, I'd love to have a golf hole in my backyard.
Yeah, instead of
privacy's
a swamp.
Kinda
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, privacy is nice.
Mosquito infested swamp. But yeah, that's what Shane and I were talking about earlier was the privacy you got. But whatever.
I'm not sure those trees haven't saved Scotty's house from a few of my tee shots.
You
get rid of those trees, I'm not too sure. I Scotty's trampoline
once, and it would be real hard for me to have a shot from the white tees at five that would have a lot of power when it got to Scotty's house. Like that's a longer it's farther than you think it is.
It is. I mowed Scotty's yard, and I've only found a handful of balls really? There. Yeah. I mean, it is a poke to get over there.
If you take the trees out, it's easier to get there.
Yeah. I've double-crossed a few that I thought for sure were, like, on his trampoline, but...
He just killed Carson back there.
Yes, exactly. Jumping, right. Yeah. Like, holy shit, that's not even on the golf course.
All right, AJ, I got some questions
here. All right, do.
All right, we'll go around the table. What's y'all's favorite tournament of the year?
Well,
it doesn't have to be Mosswood.
Yeah.
Any in the area.
Four-man.
Yeah.
Four-man for football.
I would say our regular one-man until last year, and maybe now it's the in-the-grip one-man. One of those, yeah, and then the four-man's just right there, barely underneath of it. But, yeah, I'm a one-man guy. Love it.
You know what, actually, now that I think about it, I played the Scrap-A-Town Classic.
Yeah.
And that is one fun thing. And they had the draft and everything.
Yep.
And I literally went up to a birthday party in Iowa, and I drove 5-6 hours up there. And then I got up at 2 o'clock, and I drove back to play in that thing. So... I'll pump Scrap up a little bit.
Okay.
Scrap Town Classic. You know. Even though we're going to beat them.
I mean, you can't not say the four-man, because the four-man is the, you know, that's the tournament of Monroe City, right?
For sure. I mean, it's...
But,
it's,
I mean, I prefer, like, best ball-type tournaments. So, like, the Scrap Town, I like that. I like your guys' tournament. I like...
So, with that being said on the best ball, there's been some rumblings about a member guest. At Mosswood.
I would love that.
Yeah, it'd be a ton of fun.
Yeah, I like tournaments where you play your own ball, because I mean, it favors me. I don't hit it close, so if you can just kind of get your way around a golf course,
right?
And you got a handicap, a lot of times you can do some damage, right. You know.
No.
So it favors me, but
right.
Member guest is, I think, would be a great addition to Mosswood. And I believe we have enough members that would go find a guest and fill this thing up.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. I don't know how many we need to have a full member guest.
I can't remember what we were talking now. I can't remember. I think it was 36 teams, something like that. That would be...
That would be a lot.
And I can't remember.
Yeah, we'd be getting close to having 36
two-man teams.
You're right.
That'd be a load, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, it's basically up to the member to go out and get themselves right. A guest to
fill
it up. Yeah, we'd be close. I bet we'd be real close.
Yeah.
We get double that playing men's league on Wednesdays, so...
It's true.
The men's league's been pretty well attended lately.
Yes, it has.
That's been a good development.
Yeah, we're doing good on golfers. I've even talked to a couple guys this year already. They're going to be new members. So, yeah, Mosswood's doing good. Feel like we've hit this little sweet spot here. A lot of golfers that just are kind of in love with golf.
Shout out to like Ryan Watson, those guys putting together Sunday Fun Day game. That basically he has told me like his goal is to bring people in that may not normally play in a game with guys like you know, guys that are gamers, but bring guys that there's a lot of guys that go out there and just play by themselves,
mm-hmm.
which.
Well, and
can be that much fun, but if they spend one Sunday and get in a game, then it, I mean, just elevates their enjoyment out of the game.
Well, and that's kind of with Baggett, how we got him, and then he kind of recruited Butler and Noah.
Yeah.
I mean, just, he's like, man, these Mosswood guys, they love to play golf until dark on Wednesday, and they like to gamble and shit. They're all, you know.
And there's lots of opportunities for games. Like,
exactly. And you can get in whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to gamble if you don't want to. Or you can,
a guy that just started playing around Monroe City that's out there playing, you get in that Sunday game, and like all of a sudden you're in a game. And,
yep.
I mean, I can only imagine. I mean, it's been a long time for me, but as a young kid, when you all of a sudden are asked to play in a game, then all of a sudden it's not like you're playing – the golf is not the same. They're playing a different kind of game.
Right. You know? Sunday fun days are good because they bring everybody together and they put them in a game.
Exactly.
And there's like very little dollar commitment.
Yeah. $25 to get in the game. And if that's what you want to bet, that's what you'll want. You know, you'll lose.
You know, like
it's a lot like when I came back. I played in college a little bit, and then I quit playing. When I came back, every Saturday and Sunday, Kenny Fulton had a game. And David Hayes and I would – all of us young guys would go out there.
Any kid that showed up could play.
It didn't matter who showed up. You showed up, you were in that game,
that's
and you played with whoever, It's very similar to that. It's a similar deal. So
Kenny was the most elite guy at Mosswood, and he was the least exclusive guy at Mosswood. Like, everybody was welcome all the time.
Exactly. Yep. You may show up
and you could play
Saturday and play with him
if you showed up.
Exactly. So that's what those guys have done to get Ryan and Michael, whoever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoever does all that is a great
deal. Flute is awesome with him.
Yes.
Yeah, they deserve the recognition. And
And him and Michael set up everything for Spirit, and I text Ryan and Michael every year when we're on our way home, and I'm like, hey, man, I know it's a pain in the ass.
It's a huge pain.
You know?
Yes.
Flute's sober and trying to coordinate 32 fucking idiots like us, and, you know, and I'm just like, hey, I know it's a pain in the ass. Right. Thank you for everything you've done. It's my favorite weekend of the year.
Yeah, it's great.
But they do it every weekend, which helps get all those guys to get, like, that's why we have 32 people going to Spirit Hollow, because they do that shit every weekend, you know.
It's crazy to think 32 guys just load up and head up to Spirit and just have themselves a weekend.
I know.
It's awesome.
It's great.
All right, next question.
Okay. Wait. Did you say your favorite?
2022.
It is the first one, man, just because I'm so ready to play golf. That's good. That's mine.
Damn, I need to play the one, man.
I love it.
That's
for sure my favorite, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
I left the hospital after having a kid. Left the hospital, went straight to the golf course to play the one man.
Yeah.
Did you win?
Yeah.
He didn't have a choice. He had to win.
Yeah. No, she told me you better win, so I won.
That was like the old Rocky and Adrian and Rocky too. Yeah. She's laying in the hospital bed and said, win.
Yeah. It felt a lot like
I get chills every time I watch that pawpaw. And then Mick, what are we waiting for?
That's right. I'm going to thank AJ now.
Yeah, that may be my new favorite movie scene right there.
Yeah.
That's right. You got to start running up steps for the one.
Yeah.
All right. So this has got two parts to this question. But right now, let's pick your favorite four-man to play with, and then this is pros. So what I'm saying is the first question is your favorite four-man to play with pro-wise, and then after that, it is Mosswood guys, okay?
So you pick three others?
Yep.
Three others to make up a four-man team.
Okay.
And picking pros, like?
Pros.
So go pros first, AJ.
The three pros you want to play with?
Yep.
All right, so Tiger. Definitely want to play with Tiger.
Like now, today. Like if they're dead, you can't play with them.
Yeah, just go now today.
Okay.
Yeah. So not you can't take Jack back in his prime.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. So
you aren't gonna take
you
Jack.
You can take Jack today.
No.
Yeah, I don't want Jack today though. No. Sorry, Jack.
Just for a day on the golf course.
For a day on the golf
day
course.
Day on the right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so
we're playing a 1 day 4-man scramble.
Okay. I want Tiger. I want Rory. And then I'm going to take – I could go lots of ways, but I think I'm just going to, like, go watch some really amazing golf, and I'm going to take JT.
JT?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see those three guys that make their way around the golf course.
I get one chance at it, and I'm not coming back because nobody's going to give me a second chance, so I'm just going to have fun. And I'm going to take – I want to take Tiger because he's still Tiger. But – I'm putting John Daly in there.
He was sure in mine.
And I'm definitely putting John Daly in there. And you know what? I think I'm going to take Phil, too. Give me Tiger and Phil together, even though they hate each other's guts. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to take Tiger, Phil, and let's just – and I'm going to try to take that conversation somewhere where they have some fun with it instead of hating each other.
So, yeah, you and Daly definitely need
these
to be.
These are guys. You know what? Yeah. I'm 47. I took guys that are my age. That's what just happened there.
Yeah. You and Daly need to be on the cart together. Put Tiger and Phil on the cart together. Yeah. And then
I'm on John's cart.
Yeah. You two figure out how to get those two to get along and have a good time.
They're old enough now, and they're opposite tours, and Tiger's life's in a different place.
Yeah.
They'd probably be fine.
Yeah, I'd guarantee it.
I got to take. Of course, you got to take Tiger. I'm going to take Bubba Watson, too. I've always liked watching him hit crazy shots.
Yeah.
I feel like if you were out to, like, Mosswood, you, like, hit him, see him hit some really dumb shots. So, Bubba Watson, Tiger. I was going to pick John Daly, but I think I still got to pick John Daly.
Oh, yeah.
You want to pick him? I think so. Yeah.
I was going to pick Daly.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tiger, Spieth. I'm a big Spieth guy. I don't know. Probably Daly, if not Daly, JT. I think JT's just such a pimp, dude. Just watching him playing.
Well, after watching the match, like, I love that interaction between JT and Tiger.
But yeah. The deal is, it's like, you want to go play golf, or like, are you? Your admiration for golfers is.
But you know what? I think we just saw that because of the match. But I bet there's 100 interactions like that between all those guys. We just saw that because of that one tournament.
If
but
we could have them all, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all those guys all
are together every week. So you know they're talking shit every week.
Right. You're right.
Would I take Rory and would I take JT? Yeah, I would. But if I had one day to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm taking those guys. Yeah. Even though I love those guys. I mean, I
right. yeah, you
love them.
I was going to throw in.
I'm going to draft them on my golf team.
I want to win or what?
Joel Damon, which only because I've played with him before and had an absolute blast. Yeah.
Joel Damon was the guy that I almost didn't pick.
He was the one on number 16. But I mean, I've played a couple times with Joel Damon, actually, and the dude is off the chain.
Like he was literally so the guy I almost said instead of Phil. But I gotta take Phil.
He's a blast.
Joel does have that reputation. He's among not just everybody that he's ever played golf with. Love that. I
played with him twice, and he like in a pro-am, and he deliberately does not play with his game putter because he's like, I get too drunk and I hit like weird shots with it. So he does not play with his putter that he plays with on tour.
He's one of us.
Yeah. He's like, because I'll hit some weird shots and then it'll get in my head.
You're right. And then I got
like, man, I never even thought about that. Yeah. Right. I mean, but if you do, you get hammered and you hit some weird shots with your putt.
So
and
Josh,
then, what, and then you go and try to have, tour and you're
trying to win a PGA tour event. Yeah.
And it's like,
oh, you remember that putt I hit the other day in the pro-am?
Like, you know, you hit something off the toe that goes way to right or something. Right.
So, Josh, when we play in B-Flight this year, we just can't play with our normal putters.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, you just got to save them for Sunday,
right? You got to stay up.
I've got one putter since high school, that's it.
So, Joel, what I've heard about him is he'll go to the range, like tournament morning, go to the range, sit up on the far left side of the range, and purposely hit shanks past the other guys to mess with people.
Really?
Yeah. And I tell you what, to purposely hit a shank, like,
shooting chili peppers up Lee Mason's ass.
I mean, you're swinging good if you're purposely
hitting. He's a different kind of guy. Like, yeah. His sense of humor is definitely different, but it's good. It's fun. But he's a different kind of guy.
In that U.S. Open, he was in contention.
Yep.
Who wasn't rooting for that guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now do your four-man in Monroe. Mosswood guys.
So these are Mosswood guys.
Or just guys that play in kind of our tournaments.
Gotcha.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Got to think about it. Somebody else go first. I got to think about it.
What's the question?
So just if you could play in a four-man with kind of local guys.
All right, I'll go.
To try to win?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not going to make the team.
I'll go. My number one is Mike Fulton. I love playing golf tournaments with him.
For sure.
You know, I mean, like, he coached me when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. He still coaches me now. Like, you're out there. Just fun guy to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, God, I hate to even say this. I hate to even say this, but I'm going to say Scrap because I like to just get him gassed up and then, like, you know. So Scrap's good. And then my other one is going to be, she doesn't play much anymore, but my brother, him and I have played a lot of tournaments together. Used to be good, and we kicked a lot of ass together, which was a lot of fun.
I need to get him back out there when he gets out of this wheelchair.
Yeah, he's a wheelchair. He can't play golf.
I know.
But that's my four.
No, that's a different four. I mean, I assumed everybody's going to say AJ, Mike, Baggett, Butler, whoever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my team was not going down that road.
Are not always the best golfers.
But here's a question. Your question is Mosswood members? Is that the question?
Well, just guys that play at Mosswood or guys that play kind of local tournaments. I mean, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You got somebody in mind?
I was wondering if Butler was even a...
Well, you can definitely pick Butler.
If he went to Troy or not, I don't know.
Yeah, he's still... He's a member.
Mosswood guy. Whether he's a member or not, he's a Mosswood guy in my book. Yeah.
All right. So if we're trying to win a golf tournament, I'm going to go with my four-man squad. Me, Mike, Aaron Benson, Tim Schreck.
That's... Well, and see, I thought about that with mine. But I thought, you know, with my old team. I got kicked off, obviously. But I was with Butler Baggett and Noah Wilson. I mean, that's the easy one to say.
Yeah.
But I thought, fuck it.
I got to be on this team.
Yes, you're on the team.
I would like to be able to leave myself off of it, but I can't. So give me, AJ, you're right here. I'll take you. And give me, give me the Godfather, Mike Fulton, and give me Hunter Baggett. Because he took me unexpectedly at Spirit Hollow, and I saw enough there to convince me that.
Yeah.
No, Bag said if anybody helped me the most in the scramble, it was Pawpaw. He did say that.
Don't believe that.
Well, he told.
Literally lost every ball I swung at.
I
for 18 holes. I lost every ball I swung at, but I putted pretty well.
Well, that's probably what he needs.
Hey, I've seen you, Pawpaw. I've seen you on 18 holes do absolutely nothing, and then you go par, eagle, birdie.
Yeah.
Speaking of
that, I think I ran out of balls playing with him. I can't believe that he would ever make that comment, but that's good.
Speaking of Hunter, I seen him the other night, and it sounds like he's taking this off season a little bit seriously because he has put on a little bit of muscle, a little bit of weight.
So he's been lifting weights.
See? Yeah, kid is acting like golf serious. So
okay.
Yeah, I mean Hunter being able to hit a little bit farther than he already could is kind of scary.
Yeah. No, he's
no kidding.
Yeah.
Nice guy, and hell of a golfer.
Yeah, he's very good. Very good. Very good. All right, you got any more questions for us?
Yep. Oh, I got a ton.
All right, good.
Not a ton, but play Augusta National by yourself or pick a pro to play with you at Mosswood?
I'm going to Augusta.
No.
I'm going to bring Tiger to Mosswood, and I'm going to play with him, and we're going to try to somehow – raise a lot of money for Mosswood Meadows in the process.
Yeah.
But that's a hard question, but I'm definitely playing Mosswood with a pro.
Yeah. I agree. I'm bringing John Day. I'm bringing somebody here and playing.
Yeah.
I don't want to play any golf course by myself ever in my life. I'll just say that.
That's probably...
I will never, ever go play any golf course by myself.
That's probably the one golf course that...
Grab me one, Pawpaw.
If I have to be by myself, I could do it, and I would really, really love that day.
Yeah.
I would enjoy it.
Yeah. I'm bringing Price Spieth in and playing Mosswood. Like
Spieth? Really? That's your pick?
Yeah, Spieth?
All the golfers?
He loves Spieth.
I'm a Spieth guy, man.
He's
a big Spieth guy.
That's like bringing, no offense to Hunter Baggett, but that's like bringing Hunter Baggett in there and play. I mean, they're like identities. I'm just saying, like, what? Bring your personality in here. Come on.
But you know, Spieth's got more majors than Hunter.
Yeah, Spieth. And
yeah, I know.
Been number one in the world and done all that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm bringing like John Daly.
Yeah, and I get
or you. Even if I can't even get John Daly, I'm getting like, you know.
You know what? You could probably get John Daly. I mean, if you were actually serious, I mean, yeah, he went to Hawaii, and he'd come up here and play. I mean, you know John.
Shit, let's look into it, boys.
Somebody needs to get, yeah.
What does it cost? Let's look into it.
You know what? This is a true story that you guys have probably heard, but when somebody was getting married, like, it was like, whether it was Jeff Thomas or Aaron Benson or who, but it, like that group of dads, you know, like Ed and Buford and all them guys, they were going on, I think it was a bachelor party.
Oh, I've heard
I think
story,
it was,
yes.
And they went down to Tunica, I think it was, and they had a tea time at this casino hotel. And somebody comes out and says, hey, I know you have 10 o'clock tea time or whatever, but, and forgive me if I got this story wrong, but it went something like this. Would you be willing to, like, not play because, you know, somebody else is showing up and wants to play? And they're like, hell no, you know, for, you know, take a hike. And they said, well, Mr. Daly would be willing to pay for your green fees if you go up to, like, Memphis and play. And they're like, okay, well, we'll do that.
Yeah.
But it was John Daly showed up at this casino and took their tea time. And he paid for them to go to, like, a different town and go play golf at the same time at some other golf course. And that's – but you know how John Daly rolls?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that – he would probably come out of Mosswood and play, you know, if he had the right
you never know.
He had the right touch on him.
Yeah.
For sure fitting in around there.
Yeah, you know? Right, right.
Yeah.
He's for sure going to the dugout after.
Yes, sir. Yes, he would be a
regular. He'd be like Forrest Gump. Yeah.
He'd be a long lost
buddy up there.
For sure.
All right, one more question. What would we do if it never got dark? On a Wednesday night, how much money is somebody losing or winning? And what time do you call it off and say, boys, it's 4 in the morning, I got to go to work in 3 hours? That's the
best question I've ever heard. Dude,
that's a,
that's a crazy
question, actually.
Think of that, though.
I run into that every Wednesday because I've got some guys I play with that never give up.
Here's what you're going to do.
They want to finish in the headlights, and I disagree with that completely.
The answer to your question is the game tilts toward people that do not drink beer.
That's true.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
And the beer drinkers develop their own schedule and their own game, and they go to the dugout.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Even though it doesn't get dark, because they can't beat these other guys.
That's
because
true.
Because they take her out the gate. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
I get that.
And so it would be a further splitting of golf clicks is what it would be.
Yeah, I don't know if my group, which I don't play that many Wednesdays anymore, but the Wednesdays I do play, I don't know if that would be an option. Like, I don't think we can do it. I mean, everybody is aware of what happened to me one Wednesday night this previous summer. And like in a 4 hour span. So, I mean, I can't imagine a 12 hour span.
You got to think about it. You get in the 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
At 1 in the morning, it's still light. There's no way your group's quitting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I would want to quit. I'm not trying to play that much golf.
No, I know you would want to, but then you're up money and then they're not letting you quit.
Correct.
It'd be a seismic change in the way golf's played.
So, that could be one of them deals. You're done at 5 or 6.
I don't know how that works. I really don't.
I don't think beer sales would automatically increase. They might actually decrease.
I don't know.
Probably, because you got so much time now.
Everybody is geared toward the witching hour of, let's put our headlights on and go play mm-hmm. six mm-hmm. on the way in. And
it would benefit me if I could go out there and start at 8 o'clock at night and play till midnight. Some of the dudes I play with would be in trouble if I didn't have to answer my phone.
That's crazy. That question is so crazy.
Like, I go out there at 3 o'clock, and some days it's like,
I have no idea how to
kill
them,
and then some days it's like I'm on my phone constantly, and then I play like shoot a 50.
Yeah,
but if you catch me out there with no phone ringing,
right?
It might be trouble for some of those guys,
right?
You know, in the summertime, there's no.
AJ, you hear the question?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
100%. So if it doesn't
your
get
wife and kids are asleep, you know, there's nothing, and your phone's not ringing from work,
right? Yeah,
and it's like, let's just go golf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which for some of those guys I play against, that is a deal. Like, they're not tied to something. They can just be like, no, this is my time to play golf. Unfortunately for me, that's not the case.
Boy, that's a great question.
That is a good question.
You know, that's a good life question.
Well, you got to think about it like this.
What if you never had to go to sleep?
There's been a lot of times.
That's what the question is, you know?
And I'm not on your level with, like you said, with scraps deal with whatever you lost or whatever, but I mean, there's been times that I've went out there on a Wednesday night, and if I won the hole, I lost 80. If I lost the hole, I lost 200. And I know I'm preaching to the choir with you guys, but I'm just saying, I mean, how big does that bill get at 4 in the morning?
Because
that's another
just keep
8 hours away from when we got to be done.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely potential it could be. I mean,
how much money gets lost?
But the question that just thinking about the possibility makes me giddy. It's just, what a great question that is.
That is.
You know how Alaska's like dark, like, you know, for like 3 months or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. That's like dark and then it's light. Well, I mean, what? Think of Mossel was light from June to August. Oh my God.
Like the old.
Like it's just light 24 hours a day.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Well, I mean, I just.
For sure, you know, Wednesdays are extended now, but how far? Like.
Right.
At some point, you can't swing a golf club anymore.
Well, I'm like,
yeah, but you know those guys that put down money. Whether you can swing a golf club or not, they're going to keep playing for the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know those guys, right?
Right. Oh yeah, they're there. I'm trying to put yourself in their mindset, and then they.
We have played 142 holes on this Wednesday, and now it's Thursday.
I got to go to work in 35 minutes.
I'm now $1,100.
There would be a lot of a fractionalization of the golf. You know, like this group would have, you know, whatever. The old men would quit at 3, and then the drunks would quit it, still quit at dark.
Right.
What should have been dark, and then, God, I don't know, but I'd say there'd be some people that probably lose their houses.
Yeah. It'd probably get to that.
That's probably what would happen.
That's one thing. Yeah. While we're on that topic, I mean, I don't know if there's anywhere better for betting than Mosswood right now.
It's completely different. You can't. I don't know where else you could find it, but you can't find it around
here. I mean, I'm sure there is, like in St. Louis, country clubs and whatnot. But like, if you want to get in a big game, it's at Mosswood,
right?
Yeah, like we said earlier,
you can get a big game.
Well, there's people to fill up every game. Whether if you want $100, $200 a hole, there's somebody who's willing to do it.
Which is, I mean, I think that's great.
Yeah, I do too.
It goes like we said earlier. I mean, if you want guys that will play that game, will come to the Sunday Fun Day, and you'll have 30 or 50 people, and they'll throw in their $20, and that's what you play for all day,
right?
Yeah. And it brings more people in, and but then you're right. I think there's always a game out there.
Yeah. If wherever you want to go,
you can go and not gamble on a Wednesday. You can go and play $5 a dollar hole, whatever you want, or you can play for $100 hole if you want. That's the good thing about Mosswood.
Yeah,
we said it earlier, and I agree totally with you.
I mean, there's no better place than come if you want to play for big money.
Well, I think that's why we got Baggett and Bowen.
I agree.
Because if you don't want to bet, that's fine. Yeah. But you got them guys over in Palmyra want to bet a quarter a hole. Well, oh my God, I lost.
That's right.
Oh, I got my ass kicked today. How much you lose? $1.25.
That's right. You still got a good, challenging, very good, very well maintained, like challenging golf course.
Right. Yeah.
And this is a hard golf course play. If you go to these other little munis around here, Mosswood's harder than those courses. 100%. It just is.
And I've told you guys before, but when I played in college, it was serious, right? And then I quit playing, and then I come out 5 years. Then I started playing. I started playing in Hannibal, and it was started playing there, and it was handicaps, play the ball down. It was serious, so it's fun again, right? And then I did that for a few years, and then all of a sudden, Mosswood came out of nowhere to where we were starting. And I don't really know what happened. Maybe my brother started playing, and then we started playing with, I don't want to call anybody out, but we started playing with the Thomas guys. And all of a sudden, it was I don't want to go to Hannibal anymore. That's not even, I needed something to pique my interest to go play golf, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it was go play at Hannibal. You might win or lose $50, but it was felt like real golf to me. And then all of a sudden, come back and Justin started playing some. We started getting good, he started getting good, and we played with some guys that all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're writing us checks for gravel on Wednesday night. Which, I mean, all of a sudden it's shit. All right, heading out, we're playing golf.
Yeah,
these gravel checks. Chipping and putting there on my lunch hour.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's what. Unfortunately, sometimes that's what it takes to keep you interested, and I think Mosswood is definitely at that place right now to where it can draw in a lot of people to, you know.
I don't know. There's a lot of really good young guns that are golfing here. AJ, of course, is one, and you're not as young as you used to be, but you're younger than me.
Yeah.
And you know, all the Palmyra guys have all come in, and it's just
Also got a lot of even younger. I mean, we say younger guys. Fucking AJ's not that young, but we got a lot of really younger guys. You know, in their 20s.
Well,
which is what it takes. We gotta have those guys. We got a lot of those guys right now, which is really cool to me. That's the guys I catch, and I'm like, hey, look, man, you know, that's really cool that you're playing golf, and you don't understand how good golf can be for your whole life. You know,
you look at a men's league when we got 65, 70 golfers or whatever, and we get Traff coming from Columbia. Look at the good guys we got. I mean, you're looking at Mike, AJ, Butler, Baggett, Trav, Benson. I mean, Griff, you go down the list. You got Scrap, JP here.
Yeah.
I mean, think of the, for as small of a, I guess, a a core of guys that we got that play league. But man, when we got
quality of play is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, and well, I'll tell you, of course, you're carrying a flag for us and Mike and the like. A lot of the guys he mentioned aren't from Monroe. To Josh's point, of course, they're coming here and they're playing here, and that is this says a lot, and
right,
that's really good for us. But hopefully, we can keep grooming some local guys.
Kyle,
you know,
tell us,
like you know, one name is like Logan Bulick.
Yep.
He just took up golf, and he's really good. And you know, and they just took on. I think there was a little rumor about a little golf game against like Kyle and Logan just played maybe Butler and Gibbs, and maybe had a little. Had a little hoedown. They're holding their own.
Guys like that, they get
dipping their toes in the water
Well, hell, I mean, we talked about it earlier. You're two boys. You know, both of them in seventh grade, but you got to groom them young guys into it. Shit, it's awesome.
I do want to hit on this. I don't know how much you guys have followed the Live Tour going on or whatever, but we should, like, make a prediction for what's going to happen. Live tour wise, I got this strange feeling that that tour is not going to pick up any new players, and eventually, I mean, the best player or a lot of the guys on the tour are to the age that they are going to be out of the game soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be it's as far as the professional golf scene. This next year is going to be one of the most important years for that. Going forward, because we've always known the PGA Tour to be the professional tour, but now we got this tour that's trying to challenge it.
I think my answer to that is it is up to the Live Tour. How long do they want to pump money into it? If you're willing to outpay the other guy, and they are capable of doing it, then
for sure capable.
Then you're 100% not going to be unviable. You are not going to be unviable. You can go buy Cam Smith. You can go buy Phil Mickelson. And you can go buy him. And the real question to me is, how's the golf landscape going to play out over time? You know, because the PGA is the PGA. But is the Live Tour just going to go away and not ever be able to attract somebody? I don't know if I'm ready to say that yet. Because I think it's actually, I think the trend will be the other way, that the stigma against them will go away, because people are going to have to accept that they're real and they're here, and they're going to have to adjust, and we'll see what happens. But I don't think they're just going to disappear anytime very soon.
My answer is, I grew up watching Tiger. The only golf tournament I watched all year this year was Tiger and Charlie playing together, right? So I grew up watching that, and that's all that really excites me. But what matters is what, like, my son watches. My son watches golf on TikTok. So if Liv, like, feeds into, you know what I'm saying? Like, those kids, it's going to be whoever the next guy is that is their Tiger Woods is going to dictate. If it's a Liv guy or a PGA guy, that's going to dictate however it goes. That's my opinion. But, I mean, for me, like, I grew up watching Tiger Woods, and I don't even watch PGA Tour because of that excitement that I had. Now it's like, oh, you got 10 guys? I don't even give a shit, you know.
Yeah. Right. But that's a very, very good point.
For these young kids, like I said, you know, my son plays golf, and he gets all his golf shit from TikTok, and so Whoever's going to emerge with that next hero is going to be victorious.
Right. So that's
great point.
It's a very great point. Yeah. What the 13-year-old? What what are they going to be? You know, driven to?
Who's going to be their Tiger?
Right. Right. Just like
if it's a Liv golfer, Liv's going to win. If it's not, if the PGA could die.
Yeah.
It very well could.
That is a great point. It's going to be interesting to watch.
Actually, like, I'm not gonna lie. Kyle Berkshire is my, like, on my TikTok, like every other thing on my TikTok, and it is my son's too. Like, Kyle Berkshire hitting golf shots.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, that's the shit
that
you.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the shit that they're seeing. That when I was a kid, I was watching Tiger win golf tournaments, but that's the shit that they're seeing. He's not coming and watching a golf tournament, whether it be PGA or Live with me. That's what he's seeing.
Right. Well, and the thing now is that everybody's seen that these live guys, you didn't know it was in question on if you're going to get to play these majors or get to play Augusta. Well, now Augusta says you're in.
Right.
These live guys are in Augusta for next year for the Masters.
Been. That's right.
So with that being said, I said this on one of the pods, and I don't remember, but I'm going to ask you all. So if there's no flights, there's no champ A, B, C, D, it's just champ flight. It's just the best of the best. We got 65 guys in, okay? So what I'm saying is okay, so the Scramble Tour is got these four flights, and then Barbecue Tour, let's say, has this one flight, and it is what it is, right? So Shane, you gotta
I like barbecue.
So Shane, you gotta go play AJ, Hunter Baggett, Mike, Butler, all them guys. And if you don't finish top 60, you don't make the cut, you don't win no money. Okay? But this other tour calls you, and if you win that flight, if you win that whole deal, you win $5,000, okay, on the weekend. But this other tour calls you and they say, okay, hey, guess what? You don't have to do none of that bullshit. You don't even have to, you get play 3 days automatically, and you're going to win $10,000 for getting 42nd mm-hmm. out of 60. What are you going to do?
That's cool. But think about what we talked about earlier. People would come from other towns and they would come to Monroe City and play at Mosswood because there's a little money there to be had. And there's a game there, okay? And that draws them in, and that's a good thing for Mosswood, and that is a selling point for Mosswood. But if the Live Tour will pay somebody a bunch of money to come play, the same market forces apply. And that's all I'm saying. You can't deny that reality.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it shifts out. But you can't say it's good and then it's not good, because it is what it is.
But the PGA also has the clout. I mean, money's one thing, but the PGA has the clout to say.
They have clout.
You know.
They have clout. But
I mean, that's like.
I'm not anti-PGA. I'm not either.
I'm just saying. As far as attracting people.
I'm not against either one.
That we just talked about, you got to think about it in the big picture, because it applies everywhere.
Right.
If it applies in Mosswood, it applies. It sure as hell applies when they're going to write you a check for $250 million.
I'm going to tell you right now. If they somehow got Tiger, PGA would be dead.
Yeah, I agree. They definitely tried.
Yeah.
But that was my whole thing with the Live thing, was we were cussing some of these guys going Cam Smith, and they can have Bryson, in my opinion, and Brooks. I don't understand really why he went. But them good guys, it's like, why the hell? I mean, I get the money-wise. But the Richard Blands and the old fuckers that aren't no good, why? I get them going, but...
But the good guys,
why are you all going? I mean, you all are competing over here. I mean, yeah, I get it's more money, but how much money is life changing? I mean, your life's already.
But the other thing is, you got to think too, that's our generation. We grew up with Tiger, and a certain way of playing golf. So if they can somehow flip that and capture young people,
I get
where that's exactly the only thing they watch, because it's. I mean, we all know it's a different.
They haven't done it yet.
These young kids have a different way of digesting.
It could be done.
They have a different way of digesting media.
You're right. It hasn't been decided yet.
Right.
Yeah, that's still on the table. What are these kids, you know, how are they going
to play? I mean, for us, we're sitting here and I'm like, yeah, I'm not watching it, you know, whatever. But
I get why they went up. I get the money. But
if it's a way that
how much money have you won on the PGA and you're going over there? Well, I mean, you've won $120 million over here. They're going to give you $200 million. Well, my God, dude.
The world keeps spinning.
You know, and he's like, well, I'm setting it up for my kids. Well, I mean, I get it. But you've already set it up for your kids.
They're going to make a lot of decisions.
What do you think, AJ, on it?
Yeah, at first I was definitely against. You know what threw me off the most about the Live Tour? Was the fact that they shotgun start their tournaments. I thought that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, to go start an actual golf tournament and do it in a shotgun start. Like, that's what we do at Scrambles. Uh-huh. Like, I just couldn't. I still can't fathom. So there was this thing right from the beginning that made me feel like it's not real golf. It's not real tournament golf. And I know that stuck with me. But I'm starting to try to at least to accept the Live Tour for what it is. Maybe it can be a competitive tour, but So I'm trying to not be pro one or the other, but I just think this next year is going to be really important for professional golf going forward. As we know it, 10 years from now. And what is it going to be? And I'm just interested to see how it turns out.
Well, so you have to take it seriously as a tour, in my opinion, because if the is Dustin Johnson the best golfer on the planet? He might be.
Yeah, he's and one
he,
of them.
He plays on that tour. So you have to take it seriously as on a competitive level. Now, maybe it's very true that there are so many more very good golfers trying to get into these PGA cuts. But at the same time, that golf is golf. Like, right. It's the highest possible level of golf that can be played if he's playing. And
he's just not playing against all of the best players in the world anymore.
He's not playing against some of them.
I still go back to generational standards. We have, you say that, you sit there and say, well, that does not real golf because, I mean, anybody can say that. Not real golf because they do shotgun start. They wear shorts. I mean, we grew up
54 holes shotgun
we
start.
We grew up watching the PGA Tour thinking, this is real golf, right?
Everything that changes.
So now, but I mean, the next generation coming up, they don't have – that's not their only option.
The
so
first thing that changes
– whichever
– That's right. The first thing that happens is different. It is just totally dismissed and ridiculed. But guess what happens is, like, you know, the XFL happens.
Right.
And it fails. And it's going to fail. But the LIV Tour specifically has unlimited funds.
Yeah.
So it could go through all those failings and changes.
Finally figure it out.
Everything. Yeah. And it could, without changing its name and without the next guy coming in with the new funding, it could theoretically take over. Yeah. But I'm not too worried about it. I mean, I spend no time worrying about what, you know,
me
tour
too.
Is going to be the dominant tour. But things will always change.
Yeah.
And the LIV Tour is forcing that in a big way.
They are forced.
Well, if nothing else, it creates more exposure for more people to go, you know, experience the game of golf.
Right, and this has to be good for golf as a whole.
I agree.
It has to be good for it.
The thing I like about it is that
I agree.
JT and Rory, I mean, they have been, like,
and those
pissed
guys,
off about it.
Those guys taking up the PGA Tour.
Creates headlines, creates buzz.
It's awesome.
Rory McIlroy has picked up his game since LIV.
You're right.
And it has nothing to do with them guys not being there because he kicked our ass too.
He has played better golf because of this. Yeah.
Yes,
no,
I agree. And Justin Thomas is huge on PGA, fuck LIV. I mean, it's But, like I said, just with some of the guys that have went, I don't blame them at all for going.
No, I don't.
Some of them, I don't. I mean, I don't want to compete with them good, really, really good guys if I don't have to, and I'm making double what they do when they win a tournament. I don't blame them on that.
I mean, the only reason I came on this podcast is because you paid more than the other guys.
AJ did. He's got the money.
Right. I mean, we're actually out of money now, but, you know.
We bought microphones.
Yeah. We bought the mics.
But. No, I just think it's we're all golf fans or whatever, and I mean it's an interesting time in golf, and it's cool to watch. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, our opinions aren't going to matter a whole lot, but it's just cool to see what's going to happen, what is actually going to happen, and hopefully it's all just good for the game, more exposure, more people interested in it, and things like that. All right, guys, we've been chatting for a long time here. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it. Josh, it was good to be here again.
Good to be back.
Yep, we did it. And 2023, here we come.
Thank you, boys. Go Team Paw Paw down at Florida.
Yeah.
Team Snake Killers.
I got $100.
We got them.
All right. Thanks for everybody for listening. We'll see you later.